Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I know from the last hour you're chomping at the bit to cover the media spin with Andrew Meyer, claiming, oh, he made a joke, college student YouTube video. That means he doesn't have free speech when Senator Kerry calls on him. They're allowed to beat him up and then taser him when he was trying to leave. Now they've tasered an old woman in a wheelchair 10 times for more than 2 minutes continually. She died of cardiac arrest. They're saying that's a good thing. The cops are saying it was good what they did. The 71-year-old woman beat up by the neighborhood cop because her grass was brown. They're throwing the book at her, and the state police investigated and said it was good what he did. And neighbors saw it. He took her and slammed her face right in the concrete. He said, listen here, let me show you who's in command, you wench. And that's what they did. So we are seeing a lot of sick things happen. Here it is, wheelchair-bound woman dies after being shocked with taser 10 times. Here's another one. This is the headline, Roseland residents frustrated. We're going to post this up on InfoWars and Prison Planet soon. It is unbelievable. The police beat up the city councilman for criticizing them for corruption. He criticizes them for corruption. The mayor says that violates parliamentary procedure. They kick him out. And the cop, as he's going out the door, he's not resisting, not even touching him, punches him right in the back. And then they get on him, and the cop's beating him. People are standing around going, yeah, get him, get him, get him. And then the news says, well, the council member got in a fight, so the officers had to take him down. What? The cop assaulted him. So see now, when the cop assaults you, that's the fight, and then they arrest you because they assaulted you. Well, you just committed a crime. You're in a fight here after I punched you. I mean, it's so incredible. Wait till you see the video. I'm going to get it up there for you on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We're going to play the audio. The incredible spin. But see, if you heard the audio, you would believe that, oh, the city councilman got in a fight, so the cops took him down. But if you watch the video, the cop punches him in the back, then knocks him down out in the front, down the steps, and gets on his back and is punching him full force to the head while sick city employees go, yeah, 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 get him, oh, yeah. I mean, that's how they sound. That's their spirit. They're just mindless twits. They know nothing. They're ignorant. They love all the poison the government puts in their food. They love being fools. And they just love, they love watching people get pilloried or in the stocks or basically in the arena. But see, that's what's happening. Pretty soon, regional boards, it's already happening, are just going to run the city councils. And if councilmen don't do a good job, they'll walk them right out in the street and just fire guns into them. I mean, that's basically where this leads. That's what third world countries do. With El Jefe, pot-bellied ruler cops running all the whores, the drugs, everything, just ruling over us. So what we're going to do is, for about 20 minutes after the break, I'm going to take 5-10 calls on this subject. This subject, 1-800-259-9231. How they're tasering everybody, how they're hiring agent provocateurs to cause riots, how they're attacking people for their free speech, how this country... See, notice they told you everything changed after 9-11. Yeah, they got rid of the borders and then made us slaves. And suddenly started tasering us, and suddenly started being abusive, and suddenly started... We have video today of Aaron Dykes. We talked about it yesterday. The video's up. Cop after cop hitting him, bumping into him, hitting the camera. And then cops going, oh, why are you assaulting the officer? We have to arrest this. And see, that's the thing now. On camera, they assault you and then go, oh, you're assaulting to me. Eat it. That's the way this operates now. And they just put lies out and go, what are you going to do about it? Ah! I'm tired of it! Yeah! I want to stand up against these people. I want you to get mad and get fired up. Big economic news coming up as well.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At a primitive core level, when you watch your cameraman being beat up by cops and being shoved from one cop to the other as they laugh, it's like out of a movie. You know, I used to always think like archetypal Italian gangsters were overdone in movies like Goodfellas and The Godfather. But now I've met some, it's actually underdone. And I used to think that, like, Boss Hogg was overdone for the South. No, no, no. Then later in life, I met real Boss Hogs. I went and covered stories where they were, you know, randomly arresting black people and putting them in prison and planting drugs on them. And there's the sheriff, and it literally is Boss Hogg in a white Cadillac. Convertible. I mean, literally. So people that have made all these movies and these archetypes and these films, it is art imitating life. It's not life imitating art. And when you see cops that are literally like caricatures out of a movie, weak, soft, effeminate, it's not even fair to women to say effeminate, just real gangster and going, hey, how you doing? I love you, and slap him on the arm and hitting him with their elbow and hitting the camera and shoving him from one cop to the other. Oh, it's just like in a movie when thugs surround some innocent person and they shove you from person to person. Oh, where are you going? Oh, why are you assaulting me? Oh, he hit you, did he? Oh, he did it, huh? It's like a movie. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The easiest place to find it's Jones Report. It's like the second story there. I hope people will get it and get it out to everybody. And they're just beating Aaron up. Broke the metal mount on the top of the camera. I mean, ripped metal fittings out of aluminum. But that's not enough. They aren't just thugs. Then they had to claim he was assaulting them. It's not enough, you see. Just like in Indiana with the city councilman, they say, get out of here. We're not going to have people criticizing the police department. And the cops, like wolves, get behind him. He's walking out. He's like, okay. He's like 70 years old. We're trying to get a hold of him right now. He turns his back, and the police chief just, pow, right in the back. Bam. And he buckles over, falls down the stairs, and they just walk. He just sits right on him and just starts going, bam, 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 bam. But that's not the news either. What's news is that the news said there was a fight and the cops responded. What incredible spin. What a way to put that. That is so Orwellian. Because they couldn't possibly have the gods doing wrong. When the gods are caught child molesting or running whores or drug dealing, it's always quiet in the news. Not a big issue. Let's just keep that quiet. Move on. Well, it's the same thing here. They beat the city councilman up in front of all these cameras, in front of all these people. The councilman got in a fight, and the officers responded and took him down. See how evil that is? Not only is the cop going to get away with punching him in the back, getting on top of him, they're going to send the councilman to jail for it with video. It doesn't matter anymore. And I'm not even saying cops are our enemies. They are a manifestation of a wicked, decadent, evil, brainwashed country. A country of lawless idiots. I mean, it's national numbers. Over 80% of high school graduates do not know who the vice president is. Over one-fifth can't find the U.S. on a map. And most people can't name more than five state capitals. Most Americans cannot name what year 9/11 happened. Most Americans cannot name anything. They don't know the three branches of government. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. They don't know nothing. And those cops don't either. They just go home and watch Jack Bauer at night and think that's what a tough guy does. And you talk back to them, they'll crack your head right open right there and charge you. All right, I said I'd go to calls. I'm totally freaked out now. Because when they start beating up city councilmen and then saying he was bad, that's like if a bank teller got robbed and shot by a gunman, that would be like saying that the bank teller assaulted the lead bullet. That would be like having the female bank teller on the news as the bank robber, and then the bank robber is dressed up in a cop's uniform. I mean, it's all so over the top now, there's not even any way to deal with it. Just like when they go on the news and say, mercury is good for you, lead is good for children, poison is good in the food. I mean, they say it. You cannot make this type of stuff up. It is so that the society is insane. They're insane. People that buy all this bull and all this baloney and think everything's okay, they're nuts. I'm getting into the economy coming up. Right now, let's go to your calls. Robert in California, then Tom, Byron, Steve, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Robert.
How you doing, sir?
I'm just can't believe it anymore.
I understand. For many years, I tried to tell people about the things that are going on, and that it was only going to get worse. In fact, the week before 9/11, I was talking to a friend. I said, there is going to be some sort of attack in this country where they're going to use that attack for their benefit. And then, lo and behold, woke up next week, and there it was. But let's get back to the subject you want to talk about. I'm going to revisit the UCLA incident. Actually, if you watch, even though the video is poor, and I worked in security and with law enforcement from time to time, you can actually see that before they taser that guy, he's already in restraints and handcuffs as they're dragging him down the stairs. And it's just getting insane. It's just you know, people like you and I who see these things and are appalled by it and sickened by it. And then there's just the people that are, you know, they take a look at it and say, well, that's okay.
Well, it's a formality. I mean, soon they might pull out like a samurai sword and like gut him and his guts spill out and they go, he resisted. I mean, it's getting to that point.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And they use a point of law where at one time they were sworn to protect and serve the populace or the people, and now they're serving their emperor, their praetorians. They've turned into the worst of the worst. And
well, wait till you. Well, I mean, now they're so aggressive. It got to where Roman emperors were always being overthrown by their generals, and then you have a new emperor every month. Sometimes this is a very. I mean, Kerry didn't even want this. They were just trying to show off.
Right. And the thing is that I know, you know, I hear you speak sometime that, you know, we're trying to prevent this from happening or sort of maybe just slow down the process so there's many more of us that have the numbers and the knowledge and the information and we're not being put to sleep anymore. In other words, our ignorance is being stripped away little by little. But this end game, this end time, this will happen. I mean, I was in a ministry for many years where we had many people going behind the Iron Curtain and coming back out and throughout the whole world saying, this is what's going on, you know, this is what's going to happen. And I'm seeing it just sort of unfold before my eyes. And I am just, like you, shocked, sickened. It's just crazy. I don't want more to tell you. It's just these people are sowing their seeds of their own destruction, and they don't know it. They're blinded by whatever greed or avarice or arrogance and power. I mean, it's not
money. They've told New York cops, and I appreciate your call and your fine points. It's been in the news that the cops have been told to be mean. They've been told to be rude to people. They want us to get that message. And so they're more than happy. They're like, all right. And they hire these little thug types, real soft. Most of these cops never been in a real fight. Most of them never grew up anywhere rough. Most of them, you can see them, they're real effeminate, kind of waddling around. And or they're roid heads who got something to prove. And, you know, don't even have male organs anymore. They're all shriveled up. But still, they got these, you know, all this testosterone they've injected. And they just like running around attacking people. A real man defends the weak. A real man stands up against bullies. You don't strut around and, you know, gang up 10 of you on some college kid and beat the daylights out of him and taser him. But, hey, you want tyranny, you're going to get it. Just know this. The black cup you filled up full of pus, you're the one that poured it. You're the one making us drink it. And let me just tell you how things work. You got to drink it, too. You wanted a big dish of Karzu Marzu, you're getting it, brother. Okay? Just remember, you want to know who to blame? Just look in the mirror. That's all I want you to remember down the road. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in California. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to let you know that it's happening here, too. Cops just beat some guy to death, a homeless guy at a food shelter. They're handing out food, and he started flipping out. And the cops came and beat him to death, beat him in the head. He died in jail.
Well, they don't have mental hospitals really anymore. The state ones, they let them go. So the state hospital in Austin used to be in North Austin. Now it's on South Lamar in Congress, and that's where they are. They're the same schizophrenics, completely out of their minds, every day out there. And it's the same all over the country. And, yeah, it's like this other schizophrenic woman, paralyzed. They told her to get up out of her chair. She couldn't, so they just killed her. That's how it works. You don't follow orders, you die.
And it's happening where I live also. Just wanted to let you and your listeners know.
What'd they do to him?
They beat him to death. They beat him up, I don't know, six or seven cops out in the street in front of everybody. There were witnesses. Witnesses are afraid to speak out.
But that feels good. I mean, at a certain animal level, to really kill somebody, to feel those blows and to feel those bones and that skull cracking. That guy was getting a rush off that. What's wrong with him getting a rush?
Amazing. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And they don't even have, we don't have tasers here yet. They'll just either beat you to death or shoot you. And this is the fourth time in a year and a half in a place where this kind of thing never happened. I think there was one cop shooting death in 10 years here, you know, for some bizarre incident. It's the fourth time in a year and a half now.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden, we're all dying. We're all getting tasered and killed. Because it's a new America. We're fighting the terrorists now.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Fed Enders provided September 18, 2007, gold, 718.50. All school coins can be purchased for 741.03, 365.45 for half, 182.73 for quarter. That's 741.03, 365.45, and 182.73.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
After we take some more calls, I'm going to get into the economy. Big developments since yesterday. We'll be breaking it down. Right now, let's go to Steve in Colorado. Steve, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yeah, hey there, Alex. Couple of questions. First of all, did you hear something relating to Andrew Meyer about him reading? He mentioned a specific book title.
Yeah, he had a Greg Palast Armed Madhouse book.
Ah, okay. All right. And then my second question is, Do you remember who was the guy in the wheelchair up in, I think it was like Michigan or something, that calling the city council to account, and they charged him with some crime for actually having the audacity to expect accountability for the city council?
No, they sent him to prison with his wife for 5 years. That was in Madison, Wisconsin, and they called him a paper terrorist, and he sued the city council, and they said, you're not allowed to do that, and they sent him to jail, and they were taking his property, too. And so they just sent him to prison, yeah.
Okay, and that was in Madison, Wisconsin. Okay. All right, well, Godspeed to you, Alex. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. No, I mean, a great age of darkness is now upon us. They didn't go from 300,000 cops to 1.5 million. They're trying to double that right now for nothing. They did that to let you know that they are in command, and they run the show. The borders are coming down. The country's going down. The dollar's going down. And if you get uppity, they're going to blow your head off. It's real simple. They're announcing, the head of the Air Force said, 8 months ago? He said, we're going to use microwave guns on the American people. They're illegal under the Geneva Convention, but he said if we use them on the American people first, we can then use them in Baghdad. They burn your skin, and they've now deployed them. They're just getting you ready right now for the fun. Now, if we're able to recognize what we're facing and what we're dealing with, they may back off. And cops may decide they don't want to go along with us. I know the police decided 5 years ago they didn't want to take the mandatory smallpox shot that was killing everybody that took it. Figure of speech, it killed a large percentage of those that took it. And something funny happened. They ordered 14 million first responders, nurses, firemen, police, doctors, janitors at hospitals, everybody, to take it, and 99%+ said no, according to the LA Times. So you know something, don't you? You know something. You're not as stupid as you act. Why don't you take that nectar from your government, that sweet nectar? The government's good, after all. Take the love shot they got for you, cop. The government's so good. Wait till you find out what happened to your dollar. The same masters that turned you loose on us are the ones doing that to you, copper. See, I don't even dislike you. I'm disgusted with you. Just like I'm disgusted with all these yuppies and all these liberals and all these phony conservative scum everywhere. You're not real Americans. We got to admit how pathetic we are before we get this country back. Mainstream news today about how the elite want to kill us. It's finally getting in the news. I'll cover that later, too. Third hour. Brian in Canada, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Hey, I just... something real quick. You're talking about tasering that Myers kid from Florida there. Have you ever seen a article on YouTube? It's on a FOD. Fod Kady, FAUODKAADY.
Well, just tell me about it.
Well, what happened, he was in a car accident, and his car caught on fire. I think he's around 19, 20, 21 years old. And, yeah, he's sitting there on the side of the road, or he has no clothes. His skin is, they said, literally hanging from his body. The cops show up and tell him to lay down, and they want him to lay on his hot asphalt. He's not moving. They don't really know if he was in shock at that time or whatever, but he didn't respond. So they take the taser guns out, and they start tasering him. And then, of course, I guess he does move, and, of course, they said that he gets aggressive and he goes crazy and
whatever.
They're
so stupid. Yeah, I've seen the cases where people are hurt, or they'll taser 94-year-old blind women because they don't respond. I mean, the cops are so dumb. In that one case in Oregon, they go in the house in the trailer. They're evicting stuff out of the front. Her daughter, 70-something, complains. They taser her. They go in to rifle the house to find something illegal. There's a 94-year-old blind, deaf woman sitting there. So they go ahead and... was that the Oregon one or was that the Washington one? There's two different ones. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up, man.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, they sit there, and then when he starts moving and, they, according to them, get aggressive, they take the guns and empty out their two pistols into him. And then they say, well, he was acting like he was on drugs, and the autopsy shows he had no drugs in him whatsoever. But it's on the YouTube, Fod Kady. You ought to take a look at it, because, I mean...
Tell you what, email it to mike@infowars.com. I'll make sure Paul Watson, our go-to man, gets that up. We're going to create a whole section of these. And it's like the gladiatorial section. We'll have police execute handcuffed man section. We'll have hundreds of clips there. Then we'll have them tasering all women section.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
That's all that's happening.
Your own.
You're being conditioned. We're all being conditioned to accept lying by the government. To accept people tied down in handcuffs being tasered. Quote, if you don't comply with the order, you're tortured. And it's going to get worse and worse. And they've got all their brainwashing for the cops.
And you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone.
It's the same thing they do to the general public.
I'll make you a believer.
Go ahead, believe the system. They're not lying to us. They're good.
Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver.
PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net.
Reach out and touch faith.
JonesReport.com, all excellent websites.
Your own personal Jesus.
Okay. I want to tell you about a sponsor, then I'm going to go right back to your calls and hopefully... I'm doing okay, but I'm going to go through a few more a lot faster because I got to get into all the economic news. And again, the mainstream media is admitting that the big banks stand to gain from all the stuff they're doing. So I'm going to go through how they cut interest rates, how it jacked up the stock market, but what that really means. We'll be breaking it down coming up here in a few minutes. First off, don't forget about a great sponsor. We've got BlacklistedHerb.com. And if you go to the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com, there on the banners, you can see the link over to BlacklistedHerb.com if you forget that URL. And their toll-free number is 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And it's Shilajit. It's from Shilajit. It's in the mountains of Tibet and Nepal. You can also get it in some of the mountains in northern Europe. And it is basically these alluvial deposits. You can just go read about it. I take it. A lot of people in the office are taking it. It's amazing stuff. And that's one big part of the compound. It's got a bunch of other great things in it. Just go to their website and find out more. BlacklistedHerb.com, 877-327-0365. And they got a deal where you don't have to pay for it for 30 days. You know, they invoice you, and if in 30 days you don't like it, just tell them you don't have to pay for it. So that number is 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherb.com. And then, of course, I would also add here that we have added a content distribution network to PrisonPlanet.tv because we already had it on three different servers. And usually it had fast downloads and fast streams, but sometimes, usually about 9 o'clock at night when everybody would hit it, and everybody shared their passcodes, it would get a little slow. And I'd add another server, and that wouldn't help. Well, we just got a content distribution network, very expensive, but we did it so we'd have high quality for you. And now all the new hot videos will be on that at first, and that way when you hit the older videos, they're on the other servers, and they download quickly as well. To simplify it, we went to a content distribution network. It's in super high quality down to mid quality, depending on which version you want, depending on what your connection speed is. And it is a armory, a factory, a fulcrum of resistance. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You can get a monthly membership or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. And it's support. That's how we operate. It's how we pay for the servers, how we pay for the webmasters. And we're trying to expand here. I'm going to have a new webmaster, a new website I'm about to be announcing soon. I'm a couple of weeks behind on it because I've been so busy with New York and finishing Endgame and all the rest of it and the pre-release of Loose Change Final Cut that I'm executive producer on. But we're doing a lot of other things, too. But that's great. You support us. We get the word out. You fund us. That's a caveat, an addendum, a fringe benefit, a win-win. But the big issue is hundreds of my TV shows, hundreds of in-studio special interviews, all 16 of my films, my ebook, Paul Watson's ebook, Order Out of Chaos, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. Order Out of Chaos is out of print. You can go burn it to disc, print copies off, burn any of my films or the work I've done or all the other media, or thousands of audio interviews to disc. Whatever subject you want, it's covered. It is the place to go burn them to disc and give them to people in high quality. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. And, you know, for the first couple of years we had it was on one server. Then we got it on two servers. Then we got it on three servers. And people said, you know, sometimes it's slow. And I said, okay. And I signed a big, fat two-year contract with a big content distribution provider. And if we don't get members, it'll hurt us, though, because it's expensive. But now it is super fast download speeds. And we'll continue to try to make it better and better for you. So I want to thank all our longtime members, because without you, we wouldn't even be able to do this show anymore. PrisonPlanet.tv is really one of the main pillars of support for what we do here. And if you want hard copies of Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Endgame will be out soon. You can't get it yet, but Terror Storm, Final Cut. It's all available at InfoWars.com. You can order hard copies right there, books or videos or all the materials we carry, not just my material, at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, by the way, that's not my physical office. There is an inside Dropbox there that I've been using for 13 years, and I'm not there. People keep showing up over there, and I'm getting to the point where I'm going to have to move it and just go to a big P.O. box. But I don't want to do that. I like the fact that the mail goes in there to a big Dropbox in there. But everybody keeps showing up, doesn't believe that I'm not really there. Look, I'm not there. None of my people are there. That's where we have the mail delivered. I was going to have a bookstore here. What a crazy idea. There's no way I'd get any work done in this office if there was a bookstore at my physical office. So, again, just a side issue. When I give that address out, it doesn't matter. People aren't going to stop going to check for themselves. Fine. Go talk to a brick wall. But I'd love to be able to sit and have coffee with you, sit and talk to you. I don't have any time. I basically don't have a life. All I do is fight the New World Order. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's try to hurry through the calls here. Who's up next here? Dominique in Vancouver, Canada. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi there, Alex.
Hi.
This is definitely conditioning. It's like 1984 on steroids. You can see its progression since Waco, especially, and right up until now, where people's constitutional rights are completely ignored, and people think it's good. You know,
here's the point. Cops didn't used to do this. They could make whatever claims and try to put perfume on the pig and make excuses. This didn't used to go on. I mean, there's hundreds of people a year dying from tasers.
Exactly. I mean, it's like if this happened, I believe, in the 70s or the 60s, I think I'd like to think there would be riots, or at least demonstrations.
Well, that's another thing, folks. The government doesn't run anything. When the black people rioted and burned down almost every U.S. city, the globalists had to back off. And I'm not advocating that, but my point is the government isn't invincible and doesn't run everything. I don't want it to go to that, believe me. I want the government to stop being so criminal and to back off. I mean, when they are beating a city councilman up on video, they hit him in the back. The cops jump him from the back and then go after him. I mean, they're now beating us up on camera and then saying we're bad.
Exactly. And then they say he started the fight or he's fighting when he's being beaten up from behind. But that's all right because they say so. You know, it's like it's torture is good. Torture is all right. Jack Bauer does it on TV. It's a good thing now. You know, I just can't believe where we're going here. It's totally Orwellian. It's getting really scary. And I think that people should remember that they do have the right under the Constitution to march on Washington eventually and take back the power when they're not protecting or serving the Constitution anymore.
By the way, that video of him getting beaten up, Councilmember David Snyder there in Indiana, I mean, the town marshal, the police chief, assaults him from behind and then literally full force beats him in the head with just full swings, full hooks for over a minute and a half. I mean, savage attack. I mean, I'm speechless. I'm watching it. They assault you from behind and then they arrest you. I mean, this is incredible.
It's time for people to start getting angry here. You know, I think it's really time for people to start doing something about these things. I don't know exactly what, but I'm afraid that eventually it's going to come down to an armed conflict. And when you see countries all over the world, like, disarming their citizens, well, you got to worry about them. You know, when governments get that afraid of their citizens, you got to wonder what's going to come next.
Well, here's the bottom line. The government's going to get pushier and pushier like they did with blacks. And instead of it just being black people, it's going to be yuppies out in the street burning things. And, if the government thinks the black folks gave them a run for their money, can they imagine what's going to happen when the Anglo-Saxons go crazy? And, they just keep pushing and 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 pushing. And I've got footage here. I didn't even get to this last week, where they're at a high school party. They put the guy in handcuffs because there's beer there, And the cop pulls his gun out and shoots himself, so he gets mad, so he just kills the young man. And the cop didn't get in trouble.
Unbelievable. It's like in Waco, when basically they attacked them, and under the Constitution, they had the right to defend themselves. But everybody forgot that. Everybody forgot that at Waco, basically, these people were attacked. And they had a right, a God-given right, to defend themselves at that moment.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. And here's the deal. I want everybody to have a good life. I want everybody to have a nice house and a swimming pool and an RV and, you know, two cars in the garage. I don't hate cops. I go to family reunions and there's 100 people. There's probably 20 cops there. I mean, I'm a gun-toting right-wing Texan, folks. I wasn't brought up disliking cops. But I remember we'd be deer hunting when I was a kid, and the game warden would come up, and he'd be somewhat polite. They're not nice now. See, everything has changed. I'm sick of it. Stop treating us like this. I'm tired of it. It makes you look bad. You're out of control. You know, if you go in a house and a 94-year-old woman's in a wheelchair and she's obviously blind, I mean, I got a dog that's blind. He just stares out into space. I mean, any fool can tell when somebody's blind. You don't taser the 94-year-old woman because she's deaf and blind. You don't taser a quadriplegic schizophrenic who isn't responding to you on the side of the street. Can't you tell? They've been thrown out of a government institution. They live on the street. They live in their own crap. That isn't enough for you, is it? You got to kill them. Excuse me, but that's what it comes down to. Have some humanity. Stop acting like a bunch of macho tough guys. If you want to get in fights, go join the local boxing club in your city. And believe me, there's some guys who will be more than happy to get in the ring with you. Go take jiu-jitsu. Go in there. Go where you're supposed to. Don't go out here and just run over us anymore. Because you are God. I mean, I see these cops with their shaved heads and devil tattoos all over them, man. It's scary. Because they're out looking to be tough guys. They're out looking for trouble. Hey, man, we're not looking for trouble. We want to go to the store. We want to go to the park. We want to be left alone. We don't want you pulling us over wanting to search us. Just leave me alone. But you got a corrupt culture. You've got a corrupt government that wants you to do bad. Ryan, where are you calling us from? Okay, let him go. John, where are you calling us from?
Chicago.
Welcome.
Okay, I saw you at Ground Zero. I'm the fellow that was standing there with the sign saying, "The New World Order murdered my cousin."
Yes, sir. I saw you. I met you. How you doing?
All right, great. Also, about the $4 billion put option, was that notional value, or was that actually what they put up? Because it was notional, they probably only put up...
No. I mean, that's what it would totally... I'm not an expert on puts. And I've had put guys emailing me, telling me different things, telling me I'm wrong. All I know is Dow Jones Industrial News reported over $1 billion put. And then they reported puts on other areas of European exchanges that, when leveraged, would be around $4 billion. I don't know.
Okay, because if it was that, if it was leveraged up to $4 billion, they probably only put up about 10%.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. But they'll lose that money if they don't get it.
True, but he might be a high roller and is willing to risk it. Also, I'd like to plug your web hosting service. I have my own website up on your service. It's called DuPage911Truth.org, and I urge all your listeners, you want to get active, support Alex, put up your own website.
Well, that was, you know, we started the InfoWars.net web hosting because Dwayne Cooch, who runs InfoWars.net, has an internet service company, and we tried to do that years ago to fund things. There's not even that many customers, I think a couple hundred, but they all seem to be pretty happy.
It's excellent. Okay, that's it. Great seeing you in New York, and let's go out and get them.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Tell folks about your cousin, or are you already gone?
No, I'm still here. My cousin had just graduated from Yale. 3 months earlier. And he was working on the 93rd floor of the North Tower for Fred Alger Management Company. So he was right where the plane hit, I believe, at the North Tower. And it was just a total disaster for their family.
When did you learn it was an inside job, and what was that like for you?
Well, I always suspected that they knew that it was coming. With the mainstream news reports that were leaking out about pre-warnings, I knew right from the get-go. But I did not find out it was actually an inside job until early May of last year.
By the way, Popular Mechanics says that, that's a conspiracy theory, that AP, Reuters, BBC, Wall Street Journal, that none of them reported that the government was given exact specific warnings. Then it came out they lied, but they don't care. The general public can't find the U.S. on a map, so why shouldn't Popular Mechanics, the fathers of yellow journalism, tell people it doesn't exist? Go ahead. You found out last year.
Yeah, I found out last year. How I found out was I saw Von Kleist on Glenn Beck's show on TV, and then I went to his website, and the rest is history. I fell down the rabbit hole, and there's no getting out, man. We got to stop these psychopaths.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, I know most police are good people, just trying to do their job and get retirement, but I want to remind you who you work for. I want to remind you that the people you work for are the most evil people the world has ever seen, and they need you to follow their orders so they can carry out their operations. You better learn the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You better rediscover what it means to be an American. We'll come back, take more calls, and I'm getting into financial news, and we start the third hour.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
massive economic news immediately when I start the next hour. And a smattering of other news throughout the hour. More of your calls. All right, let's... who's up next year? I got my phone list scrambled every day. We just talked to John in Illinois. Perry in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead, Perry.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just watching the In Global report on Free Speech TV, and they reported that that whole bomber crew that flew the nukes around a couple weeks ago, they all died while they were on leave. They're all dead.
Yeah, you know, there's a big problem with the people putting that story out. And, in fact, I did about an hour of research yesterday on this, and I had my crew do research here. There are people, most of the people who died from different military bases died in automobile accidents in early July before the Minot crew even flew.
Well, they reported that one of them was found dead on a mountain in eastern Washington, and I live in Washington State. I haven't seen a report on that.
Remember, the same crew said that there was going to be an Air Force stand down when it was just a drill for safety, and that we were going to be attacked last Friday.
Right.
And then they're always
And
then they're always saying we're going to attack Iran today, always putting dates on it.
Oh no, I don't ever.
And the same crew says that. And the same crew said that nukes were going to go off in Houston.
Yeah, and then we had the guy down in Texas there, Captain May, saying there was going to be a nuke in Portland, and I live 80 miles from Portland, so I was rather concerned about that.
Well, here's the deal. There have been six people that have died from the Minot base.
Right.
A couple of them were automobile accidents, drunk driving. One of them was visiting family back on the East Coast and died. That's the suspicious one because they won't say, and this happened 4 days ago, how he died yet. It just said under investigation. And then also, these people aren't crews. None of them were on that plane. None of them were. The people putting this out just say that. But,
well, I do think that whole story about the nukes flying around was put out by somebody probably at Barksdale.
Yes, to create the illusion that nukes are free and nukes
are
out.
I'm not so sure. It may have been an honest person in the Air Force trying to warn us, because here's the deal with nukes. I've studied this for years because I was convinced in the 80s that Ronald Reagan was going to start World War III. So I studied nuclear protocol. They never put a warhead on a cruise missile unless it's going somewhere to be used. They are always shipped separately. Like when they ship them to...
Here's the deal, sir, let me just say something. If Bush wants to ship nukes over to the Middle East, he'll do it. There's 600 of them in Israel, conservatively. It used to be 400, now they admit 600. They have nukes all over the place. They've said they're going to use nukes in Iran if they want. I mean, it isn't like Bush has to sneak around with some nukes if he wants to use them.
No, he will just do it. Yeah, no, they will just do it. There's an AP news report out today that Iran has planned to bomb Israel or whatever.
Go ahead.
You know, that's an AP report that's on the mainstream news everywhere being blasted out there that, you know, Iran's planning to bomb Israel.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Gotta go. Let me just say exactly what that headline says. It is a deceptive, wicked headline. It says that they plan to bomb them. They're planning, making plans to bomb them. And you read, it says, Iran is making plans for a response if struck. So it's a very deceptive, pro-war, yellow journalism headline.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.